Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and our topic today is one that I know is very significant and very important. What is that? It's wellness. But many times we're going to go through various experiences, or we're going to have maybe loved ones go through various experiences, and we feel as if we're helpless, that there's not much we can do. Well, how would you like to know of ways to be able to help your body get back to a level of health? How would you like to know about methods, a new modality that you can utilize that can give relief in a very quick way? My guest today, Barbara J. Semple, has a marvelous book, beautifully illustrated, called Instant Healing, and you could begin today, if you so desired, learning how to utilize healing touch. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Donna. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I want my listeners to know that you have dedicated most of your life to the arena of healing. You have been involved for over 32 years in the study and practice of mind-body therapies. And you have certification, you have your own private practice regarding this, and you are part of the Association for Bodywork and Massage Professionals. You also, which I found really interesting, are a practitioner, a healing arts practitioner in the Jenshin Jitsu, which was interesting to me, and you really want the average person to know that they have a modality they can work with if they're willing to explore it. How did you start into this journey? What was it that triggered your interest? And what were your dramatic experiences? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I know my audience would be interested in knowing part of your journey.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's see. You hit the nail on the head pretty good. I'm a self-healing activist, integrative healing arts practitioner. I came to be a Jinshin Jitsu practitioner 20 years ago because I had been recently diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And the drugs to help alleviate the symptoms of that really terrible diagnosis are almost harsher than the disease itself. So I was looking for some alternatives, and I came upon Jinshin Jitsu. And my book, the full title of my book is Instant Healing, Accessing Creative Intelligence for Healing Body and Soul. That book, the Instant Healing and the Healing Touch Quick Steps in this book, are all primarily based on the Jinshin Jitsu of my 20 years as a practitioner and a student.
Now, tell me how, give us a little bit of history on the Jinshin Jitsu. How did that originate in Japan? Where did it come from? What is the background on it? And you have a wonderful mentor who has since passed on, Mary Eno Burmeister.
Yes.
That was a woman you had such a deep, deep respect and regard for, a woman of tremendous spiritual depth. But tell us a little bit about the history regarding this particular methodology.
Okay. Well, it was basically we all have this innate wisdom within ourselves to induce self-healing by putting our hands on our bodies in specific places to access this creative intelligence, God energy, great mystery, whatever you want to call it. And it sort of got lost over the years. And then in Japan, in the early 1900s, there was a man named Master Jiro Murai. And he came from a family of doctors and medical people. And when he was 23 years old, he ended up with a life-threatening illness, and he was truly on his last leg. And he said, you know, take me up to our mountain cabin, and after 8 days, come back and get my body and do with it what you want. He even divorced his wife because he knew he was dying, and he wanted her to be able to go on and have her own life. Well, during that process of his dying, he was doing finger mudras, or in Japan they call them indus, and he was conscious of his breathing. So I think he tells the story that says that he had, you know, for 6 days he had ice in his veins, and on the seventh day he had fire in his veins, and he said, okay, this is it, I'm sure I'm going to be dead by tomorrow. And the next day he was not dead. He was fully recovered, no longer had any illness, and he spent the next 40 years of his life researching and developing and discovering what happened to him. And one of the key things he found was he was able to research many of the sacred texts of the various religions and spiritual modalities. And he found that there were common threads in each one of the religious texts, the Bible. In Japan, they have two texts, one called the Nihon Shoki and one called the Kojiki. And he found information about how life is created, that there's this invisible nature of things where everything is whole and perfect, and that invisible nature somehow manifests in us as humans. So then making it quicker here, Mary Eno Burmeister, during the war of 1945-1940s there, she was a Japanese-American-born woman who ended up being in Japan during that time, and she was teaching English to the Japanese people. And there was Jiro Murai, he would walk everywhere around Japan, and they called him the teacher. And they would say, one day they said, the teacher's coming, Mary, you know, stay home, don't come and teach us English. And she said, could I come and listen?
Mm-hmm.
And so she met Jiro Murai that day. She was a young woman in her, you know, maybe not even 20. And he said to her, would you like to take a gift to the Western world? And that was the beginning of it. She then spent, with his 40 years of researching and development, and the next 50 years of her life researching and developing this innate wisdom that he had found that was common in all of the various sacred texts, that's what became Jin Shin Jitsu. So nearly 100 years of research between those two people brought forth this amazing wisdom, and there are thousands of students all over the world, many more practitioners, I suppose. And this is what the Instant Healing book and the Healing Touch Quick Steps is all about. It's primarily based on this information. I had a wonderful relationship with Mary Burmeister. I received many sessions from her personally, and every session was a very deep teaching and as well as a healing. So, that's it for that part. That's how I came to it.
Now, with Mary Burmeister, she was very profound in her healing. And as you said, whenever you would be with her, because you had all of this diagnosis that you had been given, yet today you are no longer bothered with that, correct?
I'm no longer bothered with it. I still have to manage my health.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to Jin Shin Jitsu, I was a complete wreck. I was in a very deep state of critical need, and that's why I'm so passionate about this self-induced energy healing work, because I know I could have died 3 or 4 or more times in the last 20 years, and what I've noticed by doing my own energy healing self-help every day, I keep going in the direction of an order of creating health rather than going down the other
mm-hmm.
way, which would
mm-hmm.
be the destruction of my health.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very good point of information, creating health. And I think that there is that point of responsibility. It's like having an awareness with your body. Maybe you come down with a cold or you get the signals that you go, uh-oh, my sinuses are beginning to bother me, something's going wrong here, and you ignore it, and you keep going full steam ahead, and then all of a sudden you crash and burn, you're sick, you're in bed, you're just miserable. Whereas if you listen to your body and you recognize what the triggers are, and maybe you've been pushing yourself too much, you're not getting enough rest, you're not getting enough fluids, whatever it may be, your body is saying, please pay attention to me because I cannot take any more stress. And that can be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual stress, or all of the above.
I agree.
And so it is listening to it. And I think in our culture, so often we're supposed to be long-suffering and to deny this. And it really is a big step of maturity to say, wait a minute, I haven't paid attention to my body, I haven't been paying attention to myself and being loving towards myself, now I'm paying the piper.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, one thing about instant healing, the instant healing book, I would say that the term instant healing is the big picture, faster than the speed of light and sound, unconditionally loving, infinitely truthful, all-knowing, source of all sources, big doer. And the hand placements, the healing touch quick steps, are how you and I, the little doer, access this big doer faster than the speed of light and sound and visible mm-hmm. energy, and we can connect to this with our bodies, by placing our hands on our bodies. And you know, when people do get really stressed and they don't listen to their body and they push through an illness and the next thing you know, they're flat on their back and they can't even move, that's the body giving them a really strong message.
Mm-hmm.
And the body needs reserves to heal itself and to keep itself well. And so stress obviously depletes your reserves. And the healing touch quick steps, connecting with your instant healing, big doer energy, helps you replenish your reserves.
Very much so. And that's one of the things that I found so absolutely wonderful about your book, is that you have, first, a clarity in the way that you express your information, and two, the visual with the colorful photographs, and three, that someone can practice on themselves. And there's no harm here. This is something that you can do in the privacy of wherever you are. You could do it even if you're on a subway somewhere. This is something you can do for you. And if you're going through a very stressful situation, bringing that harmony back into the body, I think, is very, very good. And you have all kinds of good information here. Let's talk about something I mentioned just a moment ago. And I know if we were on television, we'd be able to do it even better, but people can follow along visually in their minds.
Yes.
If someone had a cold, this is the time of the year. My goodness, we've got so many commercials about this, that, and the other. You know, you look like the wreck of the Hespers, and this is what's supposed to fix you, and you'll be able to sleep, you know, really well. Well, I learned a long time ago, many times the over-the-counter items will just cover something up. It won't get to the root cause, and then all of a sudden, wham, after you stop taking it, it's like whatever's been going on in the body just says, okay, you've suppressed me for a while, now guess what? I'm erupting. And then I have had experiences where I just go, oh my goodness, this is not good. So this is something that people, if they understand a healing technique, then they would be able to do this for themselves. Let's address the common cold.
Absolutely.
What is something that you would suggest to someone?
Sure, absolutely. First, I would just like to say that to set the stage for what we're about to do, everybody who's listening is going to be connecting with their source energy now. That's the state of being that we call instant healing. And in my instant healing book, and people can find more information about my instant healing book if they go to my website, instanthealingbook.com. And in that book, there are at least 6 healing touch quick steps for the immune system support and extra vitality that's needed during the time when you have a cold, and especially now through this stressful season.
Mm-hmm.
They have names like Healthy Boundaries, Nourish and Nurture, Use Your Life Well, Big Happy Janitor, Take What You Need and Dump the Rest, and Revolving Door of Health. Now, you can tell, even just by the names, that some of these are going to be supportive, supporting your energy, while others of these will be unburdening your energy, like Big Happy Janitor is a big cleanup. Take What You Need and Dump the Rest is another cleanup. Using Your Life Well, Nourish and Nurturement, those are going to be healing touch quick steps that are going to actually uplift you, give you more energy to replenish what was lost by any stress. So let's get started with one right now that people can do that's really easily done. We'll start with Healthy Boundaries. And the way a person does that is you place your right hand on your cheekbone, on your right cheekbone, right hand on right cheekbone, and your left hand on your right collarbone. So same side cheekbone, same side collarbone. That's all you do. You don't dig in. You don't manipulate it. You just hold and be. Drop your shoulders. Relax your fingers, hands, your arms. And simply be with your body's natural system of healing. You might be able to feel some pulsing in your cheek and the collarbone. If you don't feel anything, no big deal. It's still happening. You're still connected to the big picture instant healing energy. And with this, Healthy Boundaries helps everything that has to do with your skin surface, your how you think and feel about yourself. It helps with the stomach and spleen functions of the body, which are really key support in traditional Chinese medicine. These would be key support areas to help a person alleviate symptoms more easily and prevent possibly symptoms of the cold or flu. And then when you have a chance, when you're ready, just switch to the other side. The other cheek, left hand on your left cheekbone, and your right hand on your left collarbone. Cheekbone and same side collarbone. This also helps worrying, helps you get out of your head, helps you relax to sleep. All those things that are really helpful in a way of unburdening to support your body's ability to clear out a cold or flu.
You have a story in your book about a hairdresser that I thought was really interesting because she had been working so hard. And, of course, we all know hairdressers or barbers, they're using their upper body.
Yeah.
Many times they're standing for long periods, and then their arms are going up and down. They're trimming, they're moving, but it's a very upper body active type of a profession. And she was working in a spa, and she was just in so much pain. She just had constant pain. What did you recommend to her that helped her?
I showed her, first I asked her if she was interested in a little bit of self-help, and she said yes. So on myself, I placed my hands on my middle upper arms. I crossed my arms in front of me and placed my hands on my middle upper arm between my elbow and my shoulder. And you make sort of a C-clamp, so your thumb is on one side of your arm and the fingers on the other side. Excuse me. And I just relaxed my shoulders. I told her to mimic what I was doing. So we're both standing there facing each other, holding our middle upper arms, relaxing. I'm just talking to her. I'm not telling her to do anything. I'm just saying, just be here with this. And then after a minute or so, I said, now hold, take your fingers and wrap them around your left index finger. Just hold your index finger for just a little bit. And then take the same fingers and wrap them around your little finger and hold your little finger for a little bit. And then I said switch and do the same thing. Take your left fingers and wrap them around your right index finger hold them for a little bit, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your arms, just being. And then I said, finally, hold your other little finger, your right little finger, same thing, just for a little bit. She was working on me, actually. She was working, so we couldn't do this very long. But that was it, all we needed. And she said, oh, my God, I can raise my arms in the air, and I have no pain.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally amazing.
You have a story in here about a gentleman also that was at a spa, and he was an older man. He comes out, and he is just stressed to the max. He wasn't, I mean, it was like a heart attack waiting to happen. How did you help this gentleman?
Well, you know, first I need to say that, you know, all of this information is for educational purposes only. It does not take the place of medical advice or professional help. It doesn't treat or cure or diagnose. But this guy was a friend of mine, and he had come out of the jacuzzi. I was in the swimming pool, and so I'm always timing myself, how long am I working on this and that. And it was 35 minutes later that he came out of the sauna. He almost stumbled into the jacuzzi, and he was his whole body was bright red like a fire engine.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And so I'm thinking, uh-oh, something's, you know, I'm probably going to need to help this man. So I got out, and I asked him if he was okay, and he wasn't. His voice was really shallow. And I said, would you mind if I just put my hand here on your bottom rib and your other hand, and your other hand on your, and my other hand on your elbow? And he said, sure, okay. And I did that. And then after a couple of seconds, I pulled away and showed him how to do it on himself. So I was doing it again. I was mirroring him so that he could see how to do it on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And within, oh, I don't know, I think it was barely a minute, he says, he goes, oh my dear, I believe I'm feeling better. And the thing that was most miraculous about this was that I witnessed the redness of his body, starting with his head and his face, and going down like fluid emptying out the bottom of a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
His face and his body went from red to being natural skin tone while he had his hands on his elbow and his other, the base of his rib. Now, he really was in dire straits. The lady who came in from the physical therapy place, she was an EMT, so she came and checked him out. But in the meantime, I stayed with him and watched him come back into balance. And what we know for sure is that extreme high heat can actually cause death.
Mm-hmm.
It caused death. It will cause the organ functions to shut down. And so he could have been on that verge of passing out and dying. And here's the funny part about this. You know, I asked about him the next couple of days, and they said, you know, he went right back into the sauna the next day. And I thought to myself, that's not something I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken it easy. However, sometimes with this energy healing work, when you take care of the disturbance before it has a chance to settle in the tissue, it almost seems like it never happened. It's like you can return the body to balance in a way that it almost like didn't happen. And I thought to myself, well, maybe that's what happened to him, that he was so helped by this that it was like it didn't even happen.
Well, you have so many good stories in here. And again, your illustrations with the woman sitting and the positioning of her hands and how she will touch different parts of the body, the chest, the arms, the legs, wherever it may assist with a particular condition. I think it's so important because this is something that if you learn this and you bring up this, you know, we're discussing an emergency situation. I think paramedics, if they knew about this, if they understood this or anyone had an understanding of it and an emergency did arise, that calmness, just like you displayed saying, would you mind if I do this? It is not practicing medicine, it's enabling the body to come into harmony. And of course, you're a healing practitioner, so your energy is supplementing whatever they may be lacking at that time, and that's going to help the harmony as well.
Yeah, you know, actually, I would have to correct that one thing. It wasn't, my energy was not helping him. It was both of us tapping into the big doer, big picture, God force energy that helped him. And I just knew how to tell him where to place his hands, and then I mimicked it for him so that I was, if anything, I was being a merit field and transferring my merit to him. But I didn't use any of my own energy. This is what makes this so phenomenal and not like anything else out there, is that where you put your hands on your body, it's like jumper cabling a car, where you're hooking up the jumper cables to source battery. Instant healing, big picture, faster than the speed of light and sound, unconditionally loving energy, the big doer, is what we tap into. And my feeling is that you have a choice to either go through life just doing it as this, you know, slovenly physical being, or when you make the realization that you are totally connected and one with a big picture, big doer, source of all sources, which way is easier to do life?
True. You talk in your book about people being able to make themselves comfortable. You cover so many wonderful points of information. What I would like for you to do, Barbara, your website, is it instanthealingbook.com? Is that the one that people would go to if they wanted to find out more about what you do?
Yes, they'll find out about the book, The Instant Healing, Accessing Creative Intelligence for Healing Body and Soul. They have a chance at that website to buy the book. It'll take them straight to Amazon.com. Also in the upper right, there's going to be some online classes starting January 28th where people can get a close-up and personal access with me with webinars, and I'll have guest speakers. In fact, I forgot to say that it didn't make it in the book because the book was already printed, but Dr. Bernie Siegel of Love, Medicine, and Miracles has endorsed the book, and he says that instant healing offers an opportunity for encouraging people to love themselves and each other. He says, have parents and children do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Siegel is quite a man. He's just been very dedicated to empowering people to find their own expression for wellness and to live life with quality. Now, not only do you have that, but you've got all kinds of other information. You've got some power cards. You have got all kinds of audio CDs that people can listen to.
Yep.
So go to Barbara Semple's website, instanthealingbook.com. The process of healing begins with us. If we're willing to take care of ourselves, we then can be a superb example for others and pass along the knowledge. And I think so often people will say, well, I should be out there helping everybody else, and they forget about number one. Remember, if you are thriving, if you're healthy, if people look at you and say, wow, what are you doing? Some of these techniques can enable you to have that level of wellness that you have aspired for. Barbara's done a wonderful job with this book, Instant Healing, Accessing Creative Intelligence for Healing of Body and Soul. Barbara Semple, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thanks, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, instanthealingbook.com. A great gift if you are fuddling around with trying to find something. This should be a gift for yourself first before you give it to someone else. It's really worth the read. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back sharing more good things. This 2 days before Christmas. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Wow, 2 days. And then it's Christmas. My word, how does it come so fast? I just don't know. Well, I want you to know the telephone lines are open to you now. If you'd like to chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the toll-free telephone number for you to call in to 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. Then let me tell you, of course, I'd like to know where you're calling from also, but then let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you're interested in knowing about. This is a mind skill. I'm delighted to be able to share it with you on the air. Now, tomorrow is going to be an open mic day. That's right. I know it is Christmas Eve day, but it's something. I've got wonderful stories that I want to share with you tomorrow. So if you wanted to call in and chat during that hour as well, the phone lines will be open during the entire time. And, of course, on Friday, then it is Christmas. We are going to play a pre-recorded program for you that's filled with Christmas traditional stories. And then I'm going to be with my family and my friends. We've got a whole house full of people that we're going to be entertaining, and I'm really looking forward to it. I always get to try out some new recipes, too, for that. And then next week, I wanted to let you know, we're going to have Amy and Monty Farber on the air on Monday. Now, this is a fabulous couple. I met them in New York City a couple of years ago, and they have designed and put out beautiful works of art. But also, they have a number of different products, one of which is a beautifully designed tarot deck. There is also information on feng shui. They've got an awesome newsletter called The Enchanted Castle. And it's just great stuff. So we're going to have a good time with them on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Dan Millman. And Dan put together a book called The Bridge Between. And these are real-life stories about people and paranormal experiences, so I know that you'll find it interesting. And then on Wednesday of next week, we'll be talking with Elise Collins, The A to Z Guide to Healing Foods. Now, this is such a wonderful publication because of all the detail that she has given to foods, why they're beneficial, how they benefit you, and sometimes people have actual dietary deficiencies and they don't know how to bring those foods into their dietary program so that they can empower their body to enjoy better harmony and wellness with food. So this is, I think we've got a great lineup of people, and I look forward to having you join me. So be sure and tell your friends as well. Telephone line, again, if you want to give me a call, is 888-815-9756. I wanted to share a story with you today about a Marine major. His name is Brian Dennis. I came across his story, and I said, this is, in my view, a story that talks about the connection between dogs and people. And you know I'm a dog lover because of my two Scotties, Kenzie and Victor. Well, this is a story that tells about how powerful a bond dogs can develop even with a perfect stranger. Now, we're going to be going overseas. Try the Iraqi-Syrian border. Not a nice area. Very harsh environment. And Marine Major Brian Dennis was in a snow-covered desert, and he was watching a pack of wild dogs circling the mud fort where he was located and his entire unit. They had stopped at this location to be able to rest and eat. Now, the reason the dogs had come in is that they were hungry. They're starving. And every time this team passed through the area, they were called the Border Transition Team, to patrol the villages that were just totally demolished. They're absolutely ruined. These 15 dogs, wild dogs, were always waiting. Now, the leader of the pack was a gray and white German Shepherd border collie mix, and he had a black snout. The soldiers called him Nubs because sometime during his very short life, and actually it was a very brutal life, someone had actually clipped his ears. And he said that this is a casualty of war. Many times people treat animals around them with a cruelty that's just unimaginable. Well, Nubs and his pack had shown up every week for 3 months. The local people hated the dogs. They thought they were nuisances and thieves. But Dennis, who is 36 years old, he was on his second tour. He developed a friendship with his dog, the leader of this pack, that was named Nubs. Now, this dog, he said, was very unusual. He was constantly fighting for dominance among the pack, but he had quite a personality. Well, if you stop and think of wolves, they have a patterning like this, too, and dogs are relative of wolves. So whenever this dog was around the American soldiers, he would jump, he'd roll around, he would do all kinds of antics to be able to get food. And Dennis said it reminded him and the fellows that he was with of their pets back at home, the way they would act when they wanted to get a treat. Well, it was a bitter cold day in December a year ago, and the dogs were circling around. Something was very wrong with Nubs. He was shaking violently and barely able to stand. Now, when Dennis was able to get close enough to the dog, he noticed that there was a gaping puncture wound in the right side of his chest, and it was matted with dried blood, and it looked infected. Now, the villagers, when they were asked, they said, oh, yeah, this dog was stabbed by an Iraqi soldier when he was able to get close to it. Well, Dennis got very upset over this. He couldn't stand to see the dog suffer, so the local medic, together, he and Dennis cleaned up the wound and put on an antiseptic cream and gave Nubs an oral antibiotic. By the time they finished, the temperatures outside had gone well below freezing. And Dennis said, we didn't expect the dog to make it through the night, but we felt we had to do this. Now, in the morning, Nubs was in a great deal of pain, but he was alive. And the men had to leave, so Dennis was able to get close enough to the dog and to pet him and say, stay strong, and then they had to leave. They couldn't take the dog with them. 10 days later, Dennis's unit was back, and so was Nubs. He was weak still, but the men fed him, they played with him, just the way they always had, and he responded. Now, the visit was over eventually, and they once again had to pull out, and they had to head for their comboat combat outpost, which was 70 miles away. They had to go to the south. And the Marines watched as Nubs, slow but determined, followed them as they were departing. He followed them all the way into an area you wouldn't think he could even track. Then the men lost sight of him. He was left behind. Now, 2 days later, Dennis was meeting with local Iraqi officers at an outpost when one of his fellow Marines came running and said, "You've got to come with me immediately, right now. You've got to see who's outside. You won't believe it." Didn't say anything more than that. Dennis followed the fellow soldier out. And there was the dog, Nubs. Dennis said, "It is not possible." The dog had tracked him and his fellow soldiers across 70 miles of frozen desert, survived wolves that would have attacked him, also militants, to reconnect with this friend, Dennis. Now, it was the holiday season, but you don't have holiday plans too frequently in a war zone. And he said, "We might have a little bit of something special for dinner, and some of us may pause to pray or reflect, but the bombs and snipers don't go away. So you can't take the day off because it's Christmas. You've still got your mission to take care of." But that Christmas, Nubs arrived as a gift for 50 Marines. Now, there's more to the story. When the top brass found out about the dog, they had a fit. Having a dog is against regulations. And the word came down from the superior officers to get rid of the dog by any means necessary. They gave the men 4 days. Well, you can imagine there was quite a bond there. This was a very special animal. And he said, Dennis said, "We couldn't put him down. We weren't going to do that. And we had slept together in the same dirt." He said, he'd followed us around in the same ruins. So he decided that this dog who had been through war and abuse was going to live a good life. Now, he had to figure out a way to ship Nubs to America. So he searched on the Internet and found a couple in San Diego who were willing to care for the dog until his combat tour was over. Now, Dennis's family and a lot of friends raised $4,000 for a plane ticket, a travel crate, and vaccinations. Now, we're going to go on a break, and then I'm going to share with you the rest of what happened to this soldier and this amazing dog, Nubs. I think it'll touch your heart. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. Don't go away. And if you should want to give me a call, 888-815-9756 is the number to dial. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. To Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Let me go back and finish the story about Dennis and Nubs. because it's very special. Now, before we went on a break, I told you that family and friends, because Dennis was determined that this dog was going to have a good life. I mean, there was a very special bond that had developed between the two of them. Well, they were able to raise that $4,000 plus. They were able to get Nubs onto a flight that flew from Jordan across Europe to Chicago and then California. Now, it was a month later, Dennis arrived at the Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, just north of San Diego. When they were reunited, at first, Nubs did not recognize Dennis. But the reason that he didn't was because he wasn't in his dirty Marine armored gear. That's why he didn't recognize him. But within minutes, the dog was able to recognize this clean, shaven, you know, well-dressed young man. And he jumped into his arms and just was ecstatic. And Dennis said, if you do something kind for someone, an animal or a person, they don't forget you. And Nubs didn't forget his friend when he turned to Iraq for another tour last year. And the two were reunited again in September, and they have since published a children's book about their experience that Dennis co-authored. It's called Nubs, The True Story of a Mutt, a Marine, and a Miracle. This has been published, and it's being very well received. Dennis made this observation: a little care and concern in the midst of war will not redeem a violent world. Christmas promise of peace and goodwill, cynics say, is an illusion. But then there are a million small stories, like the story of a soldier and a dog, to remind us that the impossible is always waiting, straining, to become real. This was especially meaningful to me after having looked at some clips of a program that was on the History Channel yesterday about World War I. And in 1914, in World War I, the Germans were fighting, and Europeans were on the line, Americans were on the line. I know my grandfather was in that war. But on December 14th, 1914, there was what has been considered an absolute miracle, because on that day, they stopped fighting, and they celebrated a holiday. There was something that went on between December 14th, maybe it's December 24th, but I may have had the date wrong. There was something that happened on December 14th. I'm confusing the dates. December 24th, it was Christmas Eve. The men stopped fighting, and they celebrated Christmas. Now, can you imagine in today's world, everybody stopping the war, crossing the lines, getting out of their holes in the ground, this is World War I, and sharing what you have with each other, whether it was cigarettes, whether it was singing songs, and they did this. These groups of men in World War I were fighting a war because there were leaders that said that they had to. When they stopped this, when they did this, it was an incredible happening. And the story has been promoted every year on how warring individuals for a moment made peace. Well, on this program that was on the History Channel, and again, I just saw little snippets of it, but the amazing thing was is that the generals, when they heard that this had happened, they had to get their men back into the fighting mode. Can you imagine what it was like for those soldiers to face each other, that you had just maybe shared a little bit of vino with, or maybe a cup of coffee with, and now you've got a fire on each other. And just a moment before, you were celebrating and were singing together. And now you have to, because that's what you're there to do, is to fight a war. The situation was such a difficult one to get through. that in activities that came around, because in 1915 the war was still going on, and they had the Christmas period, and do you know that the word came down that if anyone celebrated Christmas with the enemy, they'd be shot. And this came from more than one camp of officials in positionings. So that's the one time that it happened. And after that, there was court-martial or anything else if you were seen celebrating the holiday with a fellow soldier from the other side. We put so much effort into war, and there is so much suffering that comes about because of it. I wonder how many people from each side of warring factions, if they were able to meet with each other, how many of them would actually communicate. There was someone that made a comment many years ago. They did a documentary that at any given time there's 222 wars going on this planet. 222 wars. That's a hideous number when you think about it. So it seems like humanity has got a lot to grow up into and understand. War is not something that is absolutely necessary. It isn't. There has to be a better way of settling differences, but until we grow up into an understanding of how to do that, well, the same thing could probably continue to go on. And that's what this season really should be about, is remembering that this is something that does not have to be done. It really doesn't. There's got to be better ways of doing things. And I know that there are always those people out there that are going to cause all kinds of destruction. But as we go around our everyday lives, we need to be consciously present with where we are, how we think, and what we do. If we find ourselves getting irritated, Barbara's suggestion in her book, Instant Healing, there are ways of being able to center ourselves so we don't let that anger spill over. This is a time to remember how precious peace really is and how valuable it is and how valuable freedom is, and that we all have a right to worship in whatever way we choose. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be present and be grateful for who you are and what you are. And I look forward to having the opportunity to chat with you tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow's going to be an open mic day. And oh, when you're out shopping, I don't know about you, but oh, here in my neighborhood, it's wall-to-wall people. It's like everybody's trying to catch up with what they didn't get for that special person somewhere. So take your time, relax, have a good time with this holiday season. And remember that when you give yourself the gift of being patient, that ripples out and affects people that are around you. It's an amazing thing to watch. And then you can really have a good time watching the kids being excited when they're visiting Santa or doing any other activity. I was watching a little boy when I was out shopping earlier today. He was so excited about the holidays. His eyes just sparkled. We need to remember the joy of celebration that children so often have. And they don't necessarily have any expectations. They just get excited about having something different in their day and in their life, and they live the moment. Kids and puppies, they're all the same. They live for the now. They don't worry too much about the future. They take care of what they have to pay attention to right in the moment. It's a lesson I think sometimes we adults need to remember. Remember also that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Siebel. Be back with you same time, same place, right here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.